it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, we're going to start the lecture. And as I told you, the exam is a take-home exam. If you don't do it or you get less than 50%, you get an F, whether you did well during the year or not. Because it is a take-home exam. You have the notes. You have the website. You have everything you need. You can ask questions to people. If you really don't do it, then there is a big problem. So you get an automatic F.
But
all right?
No, it's got destroyed by the binder.
Go ahead.
Wait, is it a second?
It's for the whole entire year. Now, let's start.
The entire year?
Yeah, it's on the website, Sandy.
Oh,
God.
Let's start doing the... And let's start doing some examples in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing something. That would be the topic of today. How Allah would emphasize something. Alright? How Allah would say, for example, you will see hellfire. For sure, indeed, for sure, you will see the hellfire. How do you say that in Arabic? And we will highlight examples about that. But before we do get into that, let's solve last week's homework. So, solution of last week's homework. And grade yourself honestly. And then we will collect the homework and record the grade. So be honest. Don't cheat yourself. Okay? No one can harm you more than yourself. So yourself can harm yourself the most. So who can harm you the most? Yourself. How? That's why the Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu used to call bad guys, he used to call them enemy of yourself. He used to call them what?
Enemy.
Oh, you enemy of yourself. Why you're enemy to yourself? Because you hurting yourself by doing that bad deed. All right. So, now let's say the first word, the first sentence is what? Huh? What's the first sentence in English? It's the exception. So, it is says what?
Huh? If you get an F and you don't sign up for Sunday school next year.
All what?
All students pass the exams for the week they study.
All students pass the exam.
Will pass
the exam. And we, that applies to the final. Will pass the exam. Let's make room. The exam. Except the ones who didn't study. Okay. All right. So help me out. What is all in Arabic? And remember, I've listed the vocab words for you. So what is all? Do you recall seeing that? These vocab words and the...
No.
Okay. It is the list. It's a table before the where you look up the word in English and you get the Arabic equivalent. Okay? So, all means, huh? Kul. All means what? Kul. 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 It's not kul. With kaf, it's kul, with kaf, and it's not eat, because kul means eat, like it's a command. Kul means eat, okay? But that one has a shadda on it. But kul here, it doesn't have sukoon. It will have either fatha, dhamma, or kasra. So it says kulli at-talaba. For example, so all means kul, Students means a tulab. Well means saufa. Pass means yanjah. Yanjahuna for plural. The exam, al-imtihan, except ma'ada, the ones, al-ladina, the ones who are al-ladina, didn't study, lam, yadrusu, or yudhakiru. Also could be of yudhakiru. So then it becomes kul, the final form becomes yasara. Can you bring me a marker? Kul الطلبة سينجحون في الامتحان كل الطلبة سينجحون في الامتحان إلا الذين لم يدرسوا. So كل الطلبة سينجحون في الامتحان إلا الذين لم يدرسوا. You got it? All right. So the exception. This is the exception. So you don't study, you don't pass. It is that simple. You study, you pass. You don't study, you don't pass. All right. So now what is the second? What is the second statement? Let me take a picture.
All Muslims go to Jannah except the ones that...